Sermons are great, but sometimes it's nice to move from the pulpit to a conversation around the kitchen table. This is Ask Pastor John with pastor and author John Piper.
John, Christmas as a Christian celebration is not something taught in the Bible. And there's been a good bit of controversy in recent years over holidays like Christmas and Easter, with people writing books and saying we should have nothing to do with them because they're all pagan in origin. And I know I'm going to get you in trouble with someone here by even asking, but what do you think of all that controversy, and why do you still mark Advent season and Christmas?
I probably have some sympathy for people who want to be rigorously and distinctly Christian and not entangled with the world and not entangled with pagan roots. But I don't go that route on this matter, because I think there comes a point where the roots are so far gone that the present meaning doesn't carry the pagan connotation anymore. I'm more concerned about a new paganism that gets layered on top of Christian holidays. Here's the example that I use. All language has roots somewhere. And all of our days of the week, probably Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, most of those grew out of pagan names. So should we stop using the word Sunday because it may have had some relationship to the worship of the sun once upon a time, or not? And my answer is, in English today, Sunday does not carry that connotation, and that's the very nature of language. Well, in a sense, holidays are language. They're like chronological language. This holiday here now means we mark in Christian ways the birth of Jesus Christ. And I think the birth of Jesus Christ and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ are two of, or let's just say, the two most important events in human history. Not to mark them in some way by way of special celebration would be folly, it seems to me. I remember I lived next door to somebody back in seminary who did not celebrate birthdays. I won't give their particular faith, but they didn't celebrate birthdays of their kid. And part of the idea was, all days are special for our kid. And my feeling is, if all days are special, it probably means there are no special days. And some things are so good and so precious, like anniversaries and birthdays, and especially the birthday of Jesus, and some deaths, the anniversary of the death of, a Martin Luther King or something like that. We would say, well, if we're going to mark that death because of that, then how many 10,000 times more should we mark the death of Jesus Christ and the birth of Jesus Christ? So I would say it's really worth the risk if the date itself, December 25, was chosen because of some proximity to some kind of pagan festival. Let's just take it and sanctify and make the most of it, because Christ is worthy to be celebrated in his birth, and there's no point in choosing any other date. It won't work.
Thanks for joining us for Ask Pastor John. You might also enjoy our teaching program. Look for it on the front page at desiringgod.org. In 25 minutes or a little less, John Piper unpacks God's Word in his own unique, God-intoxicated style. Look for it at desiringgod.org. And check out our resource library, www.desiringgod.org.